Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process. I'm your host, Greg Wareham. So what in the world is going on with interest rates? So we've seen them change pretty drastically over the course of the past month. We saw a big slip in interest rates, which have been followed by a bigger increase of interest rates. Now, overall, they're still a lot lower than they were 6 months ago. But I want to give you a little bit of background as to why they went down and why they went up. So, and then I'm going to tie this all at the end with purchasing a home, affordability, everything like that. So going down memory lane, before the rate cuts by the Federal Reserve, we saw interest rates go down. And the reason that we saw interest rates go down in part was due to the anticipation of the Federal Reserve making a rate cut, coupled with a jobs report that had came out that had showed that less jobs were created in the marketplace than were anticipated by the market. And we've talked about that in the past. When that jobs report came out, you saw a sharp decrease in interest rates. And we saw interest rates drop all the way down to 6%, even into the high fives for first-time home buyers or high-credit home buyers with exceptional credit. So they really came down a lot compared to where they were at 6 months ago. Well, after the Federal Reserve had met, we saw interest rates start to come back up a little bit. And the question I kept receiving was, why are rates going up after the Federal Reserve just cut interest rates by 0.5%? Well, the reason they came up were really more based on what the Federal Reserve chairperson had said after the rate cuts, which is we're not going to make as aggressive rate cuts moving forward through the end of 2024. As a result of that, you saw interest rates come up a little bit, but it wasn't a huge change. So they came up an 0.25%, wasn't that big of a deal. Now, in the past couple of weeks, we've seen interest rates come back up even further. And there's a couple of reasons for that. On October 4th, the newest jobs report came out. And with that jobs report, it showed that there were 254,000 new jobs created. And that was higher than what the market had expected. In addition to that, the unemployment rate really stayed flat. It was at 4.1%. It was down slightly from the prior report that came out on unemployment, but overall it was pretty much the same. But I wanted to talk to you just a little bit about what those jobs are. So I'm going to go into the report. Let's see here. So we have non-farm employment increased by 254,000 in September. And the unemployment rates changed, as I indicated, a little at 4.1%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Well, who really saw a shift in the job market? So when you look at the people that lost jobs, the unemployment rate for adult men dropped 3.7%, and the jobless rates for adult women was 3.6%, for about the same for men and women. Teenager job loss was at 14.3%. When you look at the ethnic or the race disparities, 3.6% were white, or a reduction for whites, 5.7 for black, Asian it was 4.1%, Hispanics it was 5.1%. So it gives a little more insight as to who actually had lost jobs contributing to the overall unemployment rate. What it's not showing us is where the job gains were. So it'll be interesting to see as we get into a couple of things. As we get into the holiday season, you would expect more jobs to be filled and job rates to increase because people are hiring for the holiday season. But to contradict that, what's going to happen to jobless claims as a result of Hurricane Helene and now Hurricane Milton? Helene saw a little bit of an impact. So we did see jobless claims go up as far as people filing for unemployment over the course of the past week when that report came out. And part of that is Helene. When we see what happens with Milton, I'd be really curious to see what the unemployment rate's going to look like. You know, overall on all of it, when it comes to unemployment, You know, it depends on what you read and who's issuing the statistics. Now, I know this is U.S. Department of Labor that issued these statistics, but there's certain jobs that are not factored into those numbers. And when you're dealing with an election season, and this is I'm not super political, so it's no slight on Democrat, Republican, whomever, but, you know, you start to see situations in reporting that come from a particular perspective when there's an election going on. So more information to come on the unemployment rates as they continue to come out. This week, on October 10th, we saw the CPI index go up. So that's the consumer price index. It's a great gauge of inflation. And it went up 0.2%. And that brings the annualized inflation rate to 2.4%, which is slightly higher than what the market expected. The market was expecting only a 0.1 of 1% increase. But when you compare it over the Fed's original goal, which was bringing inflation down to 2%, we're certainly getting a lot closer to that as compared to where we were at this time last year. So it's a little bit of a moving target. All in all, interest rates are up this week as compared to last week, but we'll see where they go over the course of the next several weeks leading up to the election. But really what I want to know from an inflation standpoint more than anything is, why did the price of eggs go up last month by 8.4%? And when you look at the cost of eggs over a 12-month time frame, they went up 40% in cost. Now, maybe there's some kind of bird flu I don't know anything about, but at the end of the day, I like to eat eggs. I like to eat egg whites. They're high in protein, and they're 40% more expensive than they were this time last year. They're like $8 for 18 of them. But that's another story for another time. I do want to talk a little bit about the impact on home buying. You know, when we see interest rates back, I think we all intuitively know that home ownership on paper becomes more affordable, right? Lower interest rate means a lower payment. The counter argument to that would be, well, if interest rates come down for an extended period of time, does that impact the cost of purchasing a home, kind of creating an equilibrium between interest rate and what the new cost of a home is? I had mentioned over the course of the past couple of weeks that property values had increased by 10 or 11% in Monmouth County, New Jersey, and throughout most of the state of New Jersey. So if rates come down, hey, maybe we see that stay at a double-digit increase year over year. Maybe we don't. It really comes down to supply and demand on everything. So as we look at affordability, I really would throw caution to the wind on anyone looking to buy a house if you're driving that logic just around the interest rate. And here's why. I want to put into perspective what a 0.5% interest rate swing means to everybody. So let's look at a $500,000 mortgage. So a $500,000 mortgage at 6.5% interest rate over 30 years gives you a principal and interest payment of $3,160 per month. Now, an interest rate of 6% gives you a payment of roughly $3,000 per month. So what's our difference in payment on that? Our difference in payment on that, let's just double check, $3,000 as compared to $3,160, it's $160 a month difference in monthly payment. Now, $160 a month, that's not an insignificant dollar amount, but it's also not a gigantic dollar amount. So I routinely get calls when interest rates drop by 0.5%, with people thinking that that's going to impact their payment on a $400,000 or $500,000 mortgage by $500-$600 a month. It's simply not the case. As we see, it's $160 a month, which I'm not minimizing that difference in monthly payment, but I would keep in mind that it's likely going to be tax deductible for most people, that interest is, and you want to talk to your CPA about that, but it's not life-changing money. Now, with all that being said, I wouldn't play the interest rate market. So we pre-approved some people for mortgages over the course of the past several weeks. And there was a run, right? People are calling. People want to buy a house. They heard interest rates went down. They heard the interest rate was 6%. But anytime I talked to someone, I would tell them this. Listen, the interest rate market today is at 6% on a 30-year fix for their individual scenario. However, they're in the home shopping process. So you can't lock an interest rate in until after you're under contract to purchase a home. And when you go under contract to purchase a home, the interest rate market could have went up or it could have went down. So don't base all of your calculations from a budgetary standpoint as to where the interest rate sits on a particular day if you're still in the home shopping process. You want to give yourself some wiggle room. And you want to operate on the presumption that interest rates might be 0.5% higher than where they are at that time. You may even be super conservative and say, well, if it takes me a month to find a home, what if interest rates are a percent higher? But you need to be prepared, is my point. And don't base your budget on speculation as to what the market's doing. You need to be prepared for potential increases in the payment once you lock your interest rate in, or potential decreases in payment once you lock your interest rate in. And I think that that's really an important thing for people to know and for you to be well aware of. I just don't want to see anyone get burned. I mean, in a day where you still have eggs costing, you know, $8 for 18 of them, and the cost of them up 40% year over year, you know, you don't want to start pigeonholing yourself into a budget that may be unrealistic once you get to the point of locking the interest rate in. But if you need any type of advice, or you need to look at any type of scenarios, or you want to understand what news is coming out in the marketplace that could potentially impact interest rates positively or negatively, just reach out to us. You can always reach me at greg@yourmortgageprocess.com. Always get back to you in a reasonable period of time and try to lead you down the right path. This buying a home is about numbers, and it's about the right property for you, your loved ones, your family, you as a single person. Like, that is really important, but you also need to understand the other variables that can impact that payment relative to when you lock the interest rate in. So I hope that all makes sense, and I hope that has a lot of value for everyone today. Again, if you have any questions, reach out to me at greg@yourmortgageprocess.com, and I'll look forward to catching up with everybody next week. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process, hosted by Greg Wareham, produced by Greg Wareham and Nick Pavese at The Social Rift, and executively produced by The Social Rift. Thank you again for tuning in, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.